What is going on, beautiful people? Today we're talking about what you need to hear before you go no contact with a narcissist or a toxic person. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Drop the bomb on them, didn't I? Welcome back, y'all. So, you've seen a bunch of videos about no contact. This is not going to be the same type of stuff that you're used to hearing when you hear about going no contact with a narcissist or a toxic person. This is like, if you don't know what no contact is, if this is your first time hearing a video about no contact or going no contact from a narcissist, like, this is the video you need to hear, right? If you don't know what no contact is, it's like when you cut off access to a narcissist or a toxic person. No more access, no more text messages, no more emails, no more responses, no more, like, nothing. No access. It's almost like you don't exist.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
To this person, and that person doesn't exist to you. You know, it's more important that person doesn't exist to you in your world, because no contact has to do with you. No contact is you not responding to them. No contact is you not talking to them. No contact is you cutting off and blocking access to them. But what you need to hear before you go no contact, y'all, is that this is it. This is it right here for you. This is it. And what I mean by that is this might be the last time you talk to this person. This might be, like, if you have to say goodbye to this person, this might be the last time you intentionally see this person. This might be the last time you intentionally send a text message or write a letter, whatever it is. This might be the last time that this is it. No more contact after this. This is the last chapter in this book of this relationship that y'all have written. This is it right here. And a lot of people, this is something that a lot of people are not ready for. So many people will tell you, hey, just go no contact, cut that person off. Yeah, which is true. That's what you need to do a lot of times, but they don't tell you that you have to prepare, because it's not as easy as it sounds. You might have years invested in this person. You might have a lot of time, effort, energy, money invested in this person. It might be a very unique it's not easy. There's feelings attached as well. You might have done a lot of work on yourself and allowed yourself to detach from this person a lot, but there's still going to be feelings attached to this person, right? There's still going to be feelings attached to this in this journey, right? So you have to understand that this is it. This might be the last time you talk to this person ever. This might be the last time you see this person ever. This might be the last time you see this person's voice, last time you see their name. This might be it right here. When you decide to go no contact, that's it. It's no more. No contact is no more. So you have to be ready for that. You have to understand that. You have to be ready for the waves of feelings and emotions that might hit you. You might have when people have near death experiences and whatnot. This is had a life flashes before their eyes. This is like you. This might be your near death experience, but this is a relationship dynamic, right? So this will be the last time you see this person. Last time the relationship might flash before your eyes because the relationship is dying, or the relationship is already dead and buried, right? So the relationship has it. Your relationship has a near death experience, and you see everything replays in your head. The beginning, the good times in the beginning, the laughter, the crying, the clapping of the cheeks, whatever it is, the gifts, the euphoric feeling that you had in this toxic relationship before it all went toxic, right? It wasn't always bad. You start remembering the good times, but then some bad times are going to flash into your mind as well. But you're hyper-focused on the good times right now, right? You're hyper-focused on how it feels good right now, right? Because it feels good. It is. You feel exuberant. You feel exhilarated. You feel like you're alive right now, right? And it flashes before your eyes, and this is it. You know? It's done. You have to think about that. Because if you don't think about that before you go no contact, then you might end up reaching out to this person again. You might end up contacting this person again. You might end up trying to hear their voice again one more time. You might end up peeking at their social media just so you can see a picture of them one more time. You have to understand, when you go to no contact, is for you to heal. So you don't need, looking at their Facebook, looking at their Instagram, looking at their TikTok, their Snapchat, whatever it is not going to help you heal in any way, shape, or form. You know, so get it out. You have to understand, get it out of your system now, because you don't want it to pop up later on. Because if it pops up later on, it's going to damage you. It's going to hurt you. It's going to make you feel a certain type of way, right? You have to understand that, right? That's where the mind goes. That's where the healing goes. That's what I'm just telling you right now, in this space, on this growth and healing journey, this is what you have to deal with right here, y'all. This is part of it, right? This is part of the space. This is part of the dynamic. You have to understand that, like, this is it for you. Going no contact is like building a brick wall around your life, right? Just imagine this. Building a big brick wall around your life. You know how in the movies, like, there's one last brick to place, right? And you peek through the brick. You peek through. You see that you have that relationship flash. That relationship near-death experience. You see all the good times, the bad times. It all flashes before your eyes. You might cry. You might laugh. You might smile. You might scream and yell or whatever. But you have to be prepared for that. When you slide that last brick into place and it's cemented in, because if you go back to it, if you start breaking down that brick wall, all your work that you put in to heal and grow, go away. You have to understand that right there. This might be the last time you hear from this person. This might be the last time you talk to this person. This might be the last time that any inner interaction goes on, any intentional interaction from you goes on. Because going no contact doesn't mean that they're going to leave you alone. That's the other part of it. Going no contact. This is what you need to hear before going no contact as well. Some people don't react good to you. Don't react. They're not going to wish you well on your healing journey. I'll say that right there. They're not going to wish you well on your healing and growth journey. They're not going to wish you the best. They're not going to pray for you. They're not going to want to just be there. They're not going to want, why would they want that, y'all? They're not going to wish you the best. Like, hey, we had a good ride. No, they're going to try to make your life harder. Some of them will lose their minds. Some of them will try to take your life. Some of them will try to end your existence. Some of them will have you hemmed up in court for years. Some of them will have you doing all kinds of unnecessary tight stuff, y'all. Some of them will try to hurt you over and over and over again because they feel like you hurt them. Going no contact, you have to think about that as well, because some of them are going to try to make your life harder. Yeah, it gets easier emotionally sometimes for you when you go no contact. He's going to be, like I said, it's like riding the wave. It's going to be good times and bad times on your healing journey, right? But that person doesn't want you to heal, because the more you healed you are, the less you want to be with them. The more healed you are, the more you grow, the less you want to be with them, right? The less likely you are. That's what the mind, that's what goes on inside the mind of a lot of narcissists. They think the better you feel, the more you heal, the less you'll want to be with them. And that's true a lot of times though, isn't it? You know, so that's why I want y'all to be as strong as you possibly can. I want y'all to grow as big and as large as you possibly can, because this is the year of growth right here, y'all. We're closing in. It's the end of 2023. It's December 27th, 2023. It's healing and growth season right now, right? It's time to heal and time to grow. But this is the stuff you need to think about before you go no contact. And this is not me telling you not to go no contact. This is not me just saying, hey, don't go no contact. This is me just, hey, go no contact, but think about this first. Absolutely, go no contact, but think about this first. Think about the mindset of this first. Think about the dynamic of this first. absolutely go no contact, but think about this first. Because you want to get this out of your system before you go no contact. And you want to break no contact because you left some words unsaid. You didn't say this. You didn't try this. Get that out of your system before you go no contact. I'm going to tell you this like this right here, y'all. When you go no contact with a narcissist, they're going to show you who they really are. The hurt, the pain, the evil that they might have within them is going to bubble to the surface. And they're going to try to make you feel guilty. They're going to try to make you feel bad about going no contact. You can't believe you were no contact with me. I can't believe you cut me off. I never thought you would do this. I never thought you would give up on me like this. I never thought you would do this. I never thought you would do that. You have to be strong. Yes, y'all, when you decide, like I said, but leave. How do we do this if we don't have kids? If we have kids, y'all, it's different when you have kids, of course. You can still go no contact if you have an intermediary or a third party that's willing to do exchanges and handle communication. If you have parenting apps, going no contact is very difficult when you have kids. You can go extremely low contact, like where you only respond to stuff about the kids. And that's it. Nothing else. There's no lovey-dovey stuff. There's no Merry Christmas. There's none of that, y'all. You just responding to stuff about the kids. If they send you a long-winded message, search for your kids' names. Don't read the whole message. Look for your kids' names. Look for the kids. Read their sentence. This is how I tell you to skim messages. Read the first, if it's a long ass message, read the first sentence and the last sentence to gauge the tone. Sometimes the first sentence is all you need to gauge the tone of it, because they start off hot and ready. They start off hot and angry as hell sometimes, and you can be prepared for that as well. You know, but narcissistic people, y'all, most of them are not going to want you to heal. Most of them are not going to want you to grow. So I hope y'all, before you go no contact, I hope this video helps you understand that if you have one last letter you want to write, one last text message you need to send, one last picture that you need to look at, because you need to get rid of all of that. Get it out of your system. I'm not telling you to send this letter to them or send a message to them. Sometimes writing the stuff down that you wanted to say to them helps get it out of your system. Doesn't mean you have to deliver it to them. Doesn't mean you have to send it to them. But get it out of your system, because you need this is the stuff you need to think about before you go no contact. You know. I'm out of breath, y'all. I hope this video brought y'all some clarity, because I gave my breath for you right there. You know, I gave my breath for you. And the woman who inspired this video just sent me an email, so shout out to her. Told y'all I was going to do this video, so soon as we got out that one-on-one call, see the shirt. You know, she inspired this video, so I ain't going to say her name because for privacy. But shout out to Miss K. Thank you for inspiring this video. I still do one-on-ones over Zoom, y'all. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Make sure you like and subscribe for more. 2024, this will be your year. I'm out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.